The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday!
Yeah!
The JV Show. Sabrina Carpenter there, Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
First things first, we want to do the first talkback of the day or crazy cash.
People Let's just want, get people this crazy cash money. Like people out want of the their way money. Get somebody lined up to win $1,000.
That's what I was thinking. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
So you take this hour's nationwide keyword, ELF, over to wild949.com. Happy Halloween, everyone. ELF, and enter it there, and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Very easy to enter.
Yes. Good luck. Mm-hmm. All right, now to the first talkback.
Hey, what's up, JV fam? It's Josh, your favorite Oregonite. Graham, I just got a question for you. What's it like having a winning football team? I don't know. These Raiders just doing me in. 95 total yards for the whole game. I just want to know what it's like to have a winning football team. All right, guys. Happy Monday. Bye.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
I mean, a couple thoughts. It's a great morning to be a Niner fan. We had Sunday Night Football last night. Niners pull off a very impressive win, in my mind, against a pretty good, like, Atlanta Falcons football team. Niners absolutely decimated by injuries. Whatever Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh are doing to keep this team afloat while they've lost every single one of their star players is, like, mind-blowing. It's nothing short of a miracle. How optimistic am I about the season as a whole? I still think the Niners are going to, you know, have a good season. But when you lose all your top guys, it's just going to be, it's still tough sledding, but
work.
Like what they're pulling off, miracle.
Yeah.
I don't want to shortchange what happened yesterday because that game was awesome.
Well, now, good for you.
To address the rest of everything that happened, because he mentioned the Raiders. Now, the Raiders were in Kansas City taking on the Chiefs yesterday, and they had less than 100 yards of total offense.
I would have just not shown up if I was them.
Less than 100 yards of total offense? Like, are you honking my horn? That's insane. Insanely bad. And they got pounded 31-0. 31-0.
At this point, just replace everybody on that team.
That is a brutal, brutal loss, especially to a division rival. I did pick the Chiefs in my survivor pool.
Of course you did.
Moving on to next week.
So
that part was good.
Was that the easiest pick you've ever had to pick?
That was one of the easier ones. That was definitely one of the. But when it's so easy, you're like, what if? And then you're like, remember, like, the Raiders are going to Raider. Now, that does have implications for you, Selena, because you are representing the Raiders in our season-long JV morning show football bet. What was your projected win total for the Raiders this season?
6.
And how many wins do they have so far?
2.
You're still in the game, though.
Okay, yeah. Raiders are 2-5 on the season. I think you're still pacing.
I don't know that you get to six, it ain't going to happen. Yeah, it's not going to be 6.
Okay, now let's move over to Jess. Jess.
Devastating.
I would have given anything. I would have paid any amount of money to have a live mic on your boyfriend yesterday because he's a big New York Giants fan. And that might have been the most exciting game of the entire season yesterday. Well, not particularly exciting if you're a Giants fan.
But most heartbreaking at the end.
Right. The Giants taking on the Broncos and just absolute insanity. The Broncos, I think, had 0 points through the first 3 quarters of the game, and the Giants were just smacking them. Mm-hmm. And then the Broncos rattled off 33 points in one quarter.
Wow.
33 points in the fourth quarter, and they come from behind to beat the Giants by 1 point, who had just bricked an extra point they scored a touchdown. They missed the extra point, and then the Broncos kicked a game-winning field goal.
I would almost prefer that they, like, get blown out than them be so close to winning and losing it in the end. That's just even more heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Trust me, you don't want the blown out feeling.
But you know what? Yeah, I'm like, you know what makes me feel better looking at the Raiders score?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know what? Because as bad... So, okay, obviously as heartbreaking as it was at the end that they blew that lead, I still have hope because we weren't supposed to win against the Broncos. So Vegas didn't think that I was going to get that win. So I'm still at 2 wins.
Okay,
I
Giants are also 2-5. So you guys and the Raiders.
Right, I predicted 5. I'll be happy with at least 2 more. Like, come on, Giants, you can win.
And what was your projected?
5.
You projected 5. All right, 2-5. You need 3 more wins the rest of the way.
Right,
I think you can get there. The Giants have some juice. They have some.
Right,
a little more life.
A little bit more momentum.
Heartbreaking. Did your man smash his TV? I love those videos when the game goes south at the very end and then the guy, you know, smashes his TV or something.
No, but
didn't you get all cut up?
What do you mean?
Maybe.
Never mind.
I told him, give me all your, give me your password.
Took me a second. I haven't had some coffee yet.
Anyways, that was a bad joke. Okay, coming up next year.
And the Niners, I just have to mention.
Oh, that's right.
Niners are 5-2. So two and five Raiders, and 2-5 Giants. Niners are 5-2. I projected 11 wins. I still have some work to do.
Okay.
But we can get close to that number.
Yes.
All right, coming up next year. Aside from football, let's talk about more from our weekend.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Really crazy story. Did you hear, Graham, about Doug Martin?
I did.
36-year-old former Oakland Raider. He also played for the Bucks. Died yesterday while in police custody here in Oakland. They're responding to a call about a break-in. They took him into custody. Police say he then had a medical emergency. There was a, quote, brief struggle, whatever that means. He then became unresponsive and was taken to the hospital where he died. Those officers involved have been placed on administrative leave for now.
Very sad story, but yeah, very bizarre. Don't know.
So many questions.
Still don't know all the details there. All right, big baseball matchup tonight. It's game 7 of the ALCS between the Seattle Mariners and the Toronto Blue Jays. Winner of this series moves on to play the Dodgers in the World Series, who completed their sweep of the Brewers in the NLCS on Friday. Not sure which team of the Mariners or the Blue Jays have a better chance of beating those Dodgers, but it's hard not to root for the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, and the Mariners' first pitch in that game is tonight at 5:08.
Oh, Max!
No, the Mets aren't in it, too.
Plenty of sunshine on this Monday. Highs will be in the mid-70s to low 80s. Today will be the warmest day of the week. Temperatures will slowly decrease, though, and we could get some rain by the weekend.
Ugh. Hey, Cancer Bestie!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 9. Something you've been wanting to get or get done in your home is coming together today. Your relationship with your partner is going to benefit from this as well. So take a moment today to express some gratitude for all your lucky blessings. Oh, well, isn't that just nice? Nice for you, Cancer Festivals.
Yeah, must be nice.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Graham, let's go Niners. Yeah, Raiders, they suck. Sorry, Selena, you're going to have to chug. And I hope it's something disgusting. Anyways, enjoy the rest of the day, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for that reminder. I will definitely have to be chugging once this football season wraps up. By the way, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is your favorite listener, Big John, tuning in this morning. And I just had a question. You know, every Friday, or not every Friday, but when you guys do the Chug Wheel games, after those Chug Wheel games, what do you guys do with those JV Chug mugs? Do you guys, like, throw them away? Do you guys, I don't know. But I've been trying to win one forever. And if you guys throw them away, you sit.
Wait, can I hear the end of that again? What just happened? What happened to Big John there at the end? I don't know.
You sit.
Oh my god, a remix or something?
We need to call paramedics. I don't know what happened.
Wait,
there.
He left us a follow up.
Oh,
here we go.
JV Show, that was a glitch. I glitched up there for a minute. I don't know what happened. But yeah, I was trying to say, if you guys just throw those chug mugs away when they get used on the Chug Wheel game, please feel free to send one this way. I've been trying to win one for months. No luck at all.
To answer your question, after somebody chugs out of one of the JV Show chug mugs,
hope that answers that for you.
Sorry, I glitched out there for a second. No, you know what we do? We each and every week somebody's chugging out of the same chug mug that had something nasty the week before. I just take it into the kitchen and just give it a very light scrub.
Yeah,
like just as
not
light
even,
of a scrub.
Just a couple sprinkles of water, shake that up, and just dump it
and
back
just
out.
Basically just rinse it off, and then we'll use it again because it's like, what's the point? Something gross is going to get poured into it again. I don't need to wash it that
thoroughly.
But
if you want Jess's clam mug, by all means.
I guess.
That very authentic. Yeah. Ew. Give it a good sniff when you get it. smell Jess's clams.
Jess, you went to the pumpkin festival in Half Moon Bay.
Yes.
Did you see the world's, or not the world's biggest pumpkin, but the giant pumpkin?
So first of all, traffic insane. Somebody should have warned me about that.
Half Moon Bay traffic?
Yeah.
For the festival? I would just assume that that would be a thing.
Well, I guess I knew there would be some traffic, but from San Mateo to Half Moon Bay, it ended up being over an hour of traffic just to get there. So apparently they advise you get there early. I didn't get the memo, so I didn't get there early. But I was ready to see this ginormous pumpkin that we had talked about, right? Because, Graham, you said it was like...
Yeah, like 2,400 pounds or
right,
something.
Right, right. But when I got there, I didn't know that they have the giant pumpkin in a tent. And then you can only go in the tent. Like, you can kind of see it from the corner. But if you want to take a picture with it, you have to pay
$20. $20 to take a picture with a pumpkin?
Yeah.
For that reason, I'm out.
Oh, my God. That's disappointing.
Yeah, no. So I just went... Like, I wanted to take a peek, obviously. So I was able to see it from the side. And then I thought I could get, like, a video of it from the side of the tent. No, they told me that I couldn't. They were like,
my
you
God.
Can't take pictures if you
Sorry,
want to take a picture.
Don't look the pumpkin in the eyes. You have to talk to the pumpkin's people. They'll reach out to your people.
Yeah.
The pumpkin has bouncers that bounced you out of there.
I guess so, yeah. I feel so embarrassed anytime I, like, take out my phone to take a picture of something and I'm not allowed to, because then I get scolded and then I, like, just slowly put my phone down.
Did you get any good shots?
I got sort of. You can see a little corner of the pumpkin if you guys want to see it.
Would you have paid $20 to take a picture of the pumpkin?
Are you kidding me? Not a chance in the world. I can look it up online. Like, I don't... But did they have other ones on display? Because they all come and compete in the competition. There's other ones that are close to the same size, right?
I walked through most of it, and I didn't see them unless I just missed them. But they're huge, so I don't know how that would have happened.
Disappointing.
Yeah, so that kind of sucks. I thought I would be able to see it. So I guess the only time when you can truly, truly see it is when you go for the weigh off. But...
So you weren't there for that.
No,
that
because
but that's always like...
That's like on a Monday.
In the morning, Monday.
Oh. Yeah, so that kind of sucked. But I spent my money instead on some butternut squash...
what now?
Pumpkin ravioli, something like that.
That actually sounds really good.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Was that expensive? Because everything at Pumpkin Patches are so expensive.
That was $10, but it was like five raviolis.
Sounds about right.
I went to, I took my kids to a pumpkin patch. I spent $100, you guys.
$100?
I told you, I don't buy pumpkins at the pumpkin patch because I just don't want to deal with that. But they take all my money when it comes to the rides. That was just ride tickets. $100.
What kind of rides are we talking about?
They had bumper cars and a Ferris wheel. They had like ones for like the toddlers.
Oh, so you're
they
at
have,
the
like,
fair.
Walk-through things. But it's like a smaller.
But
yeah,
it's the fair.
Kind of.
It's
they like have fair type fair. Rides.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
And
I thought you were like riding a tractor or something and like on a
on
a hay bale.
These are like yeah, they're like fair rides.
Yeah. Okay.
Essentially. And then this is the one time that my daughter decided she was too cool to go on any of the rides. So I was stuck with like 50 ride tickets at the end of this. It's wasted all my money, but I ended up giving them to another mom who had a gaggle of kids. She like almost cried. I was like, here you go, take my tickets. You guys have fun and enjoy.
God bless you.
Wow.
One thing, though, I wanted to ask you, Graham, because you also have kids. Would you be weirded out by this? Like, I was waiting for, like, my two younger kids, 3 and 5, they're on a ride, right? And I'm waiting. It's like a little train situation, waiting for that to end so I can go up and unbuckle them and, like, carry them, like, lift them out of the little train car that they're in. Well, I was trying to get to them, but there was another lady getting her kids out. She's kind of blocking the walkway, so I was waiting for her to move them. And then the ride operator, random stranger, older man, picks up my kids for me and lifts them out of the ride.
Oh, no.
I was kind of weirded out by that, but I don't know if I'm, like, overreacting. I didn't say anything, but, like, don't touch my kids.
If they don't ask, they shouldn't just...
I wouldn't just go pick up somebody else's kids.
Yeah.
I could kind of go either way. I could kind of go either way on it. It does seem strange in 2025. It probably wasn't.
I thought it was very strange. Like, who are you?
At one time. But he's trying to keep the ride moving, right?
I'm
he's
right
like, I gotta
there.
Get these,
you see
I gotta get
me?
These
I'm,
kids off
I'm
of here.
I'm 2 feet away.
Well, maybe he doesn't know that.
He saw me put them on.
But does he know for a fact that you're right there about to
maybe,
put them down?
I think regardless, I wouldn't touch anybody else's kids. Clearly, the parents are there because they put them on the ride. They're going to get them off.
You've never, like, helped a kid up or helped the kid down something before that wasn't your kid? I feel like I have. It's like, whatever.
Maybe he was like, oh, like, look at their mom. She's so little. Like, how is she even going
to? Yeah, she's not going to be able to reach up there. I better do her solid and help her out.
Yeah, so
that is also possible. Maybe that was what was going through his head. Yes, Jess.
just super quick, because I did at the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival meet some of our listeners. So can I shout them out?
Yes.
Shout out to Anna and Olivia and Brandon and Roman and Cameron. You guys are awesome. Hope you had the best time.
Nice.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Selena. The general rule of thumb is you don't touch somebody else.
Yeah. Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. The JV Show is Adam from Brentwood. Oh, man. What a terrible, terrible week to be a Raiders fan. Man, just a terrible season. Embarrassed to be a Raiders fan. Not going to stop repping my colors. But to the Niner fans out there, just be grateful. Just be grateful that you guys can win under any circumstance with all the injuries and everything you guys got going on. Just be grateful.
It's actually pretty incredible.
Bang, bang, bang again.
Yeah. The Niners are doing right now is just downright amazing given the injuries. But, yeah, it's a tough day to be a Raiders fan. Just an absolute pounding. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs just bent the Raiders over yesterday and just gave it to them. 31-0.
We are the JV Show, by the way. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
It's Wild 94.9. Jess, you were just talking about you going to the Pumpkin Festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. This is David from Seattle, currently in the Bay Area. I actually flew down Friday for the Pumpkin Festival in Half Moon Bay, but about to go to SFO soon. But I actually saw Jess at the Pumpkin Festival, and I was going to go up to her, but no, I was going to stay away from that smelly breath from the Chug Wheel game. No. I was not going to get close to that. Good morning, y'all.
Wow, David! The smell was gone at that point, okay? But
how were you feeling, Jess, if you missed it on Friday, had to chug a whole thing of very concentrated au jus sauce, like where you dunk a French dip sandwich into, and that stuff was like black as motor oil. Like it
you
was,
guys, thick it was great. Rough. And Selena mentioned it because the last time that she chugged, I think she had to chug something super salty too, and she was like, it basically ruined the rest of my day.
Yeah, were you feeling like weird
yes.
and off? Yes,
my head was hurting, and I like couldn't concentrate because I still had like a bunch of stuff to do here, and I was just so like frustrated because I was like, I want to go to sleep right now. My breath stinks. I keep burping. And
the burping it up after chugging something is the worst part about our chug wheel game.
Drink some water. And then I have one more question because you said you went to the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival. Mm-hmm. And David from Seattle in that talkback right there says he flew all the way down to go to the festival. You don't fly all the way from Seattle to go to a pumpkin festival, do you?
Hey, this is a big deal. I learned this weekend. And yeah. I actually feel kind of bad that I feel like we were kind of bashing it a little bit because it's, you know, I know.
We weren't. You were.
Well, no, we were all saying, like, why do they charge for taking a picture with the pumpkin? But, you know, they got to make some money and it all goes back to the city and, you know. It's
okay, but you don't fly all the way from Seattle to a pumpkin festival, do you? Like,
no.
You went to it, like, is this, you're taking a multiple hour flight to get there?
Oh, no.
I'm not. I wouldn't.
Just wondering. Dave in Seattle, hope you had a great time.
Yeah. Hope it was worth it. Hope you got your picture with the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Jess, let's talk about this creepy dog you just posted.
Yes, let's talk about something spooky.
Spooky season.
So multiple people, you guys, are freaking out over this creepy doll that they bought from Amazon. You can check it out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Go check it out. But I've seen multiple videos now from creators talking about this doll. She's basically hanging on a swing. And you can put her on your porch. And in one video, it shows the doll swinging from side to side. It kind of looks like a child is just swinging, right? In the front porch.
Creepy.
Then in this specific house, they have two dolls that are very similar like that. The creepy doll is swinging left and right. So you're thinking, maybe it's just the wind. Well, it pans to the other doll and the other doll is completely still. Then another video, a woman claims that
that's creepy.
Every single time she walks out on her porch, the doll just slowly starts to turn to face her.
It does.
Oh my God.
And
oh,
people are freaked out. And this, the specific, the woman that talks about the doll just turning, she was so freaked out. She kept posting videos about it saying like, it keeps happening. It would only happen with her and not with her husband.
Wait.
Interesting.
No.
You guys.
Graham, come on. It's haunted, right?
No. Buy me this doll.
How do you explain this?
It's on Amazon. Get it for me. Yeah. I'll hang it up at my house.
You guys, the woman said her husband moved it because he was like, there's nothing going on. He moved it and he got sick that night. He started throwing up.
Oh my God.
Yes. Stop it's haunted, Graham. She ended up like getting so freaked out that she was like, I need to get rid of this doll. And somebody in her comments wanted it. So she packaged it up and sent
Are
it to them.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It looks so, creepy, right?
It does. It does look really, really creepy. How do we know? Do we have like the link to it?
I can find that out, but I
can
don't
I,
know
can
that
I throw
you
my
would...
challenge flag on the first video. Can I?
Okay, where the let's one, hear
where,
it.
Where there are two, there's like a very, a much larger, a creepy thing hanging on a swing, and then this one that's moving all around in the wind. Okay. If you look at the trees in the background, there most definitely is wind. If you you can watch, you can see the trees in the background moving around, and the bigger doll that's not moving is behind a brick pillar, it looks like. So maybe that one's getting the wind blocked, and then this one, well, no.
I don't know.
To me, it's just like, I'm not, you can't tell me there's no wind that day because the bigger doll is moving slightly. Maybe that one's way bigger and heavier, and this one's just light and swings around in the breeze.
So
I mean, there clearly is a little bit of wind because you can see the bottom of the doll's dress. It's kind of like flailing in the wind, but the swing is going side to side to side to side, nonstop.
And Graham,
like,
how do you explain the other video where the doll just turns to stare at
the
human?
Woman. Yeah, that's so creepy. Mm-hmm.
But that's just wind. Also, like, if you hang anything right there, it's going to spin around.
But would it stop specifically when it's facing you directly?
That is called a coincidence.
That is called,
I don't know.
Although, you guys, later in the show, 8:05, I have to talk about the creepiest thing that happened in my house over the weekend. It'll blow your mind. It's
I can't wait.
It's like, move over, creepy swing doll.
Really?
Who cares? This is like 1,000 times creepier.
Okay.
All right. That's going to be 8:05. But you, in the meantime, go check out these creepy dolls. JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Before we get to Blac Chyna opening up about her relationship with Rob Kardashian and where they stand these days, a lot of rumors that Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater are this close to breaking up. Ooh. Apparently, their relationship, according to a source, has been on and off for most of this year. They haven't been seen together publicly since like April, I want to say. Do you remember we talked about the Rosé curse?
Yes.
Remember Ariana? She was at the VMAs and she took a picture with Rosé. And apparently there's a pattern where anybody who's, you know, in a relationship and they take a picture with Rosé, they break up soon afterwards. And that was Ariana Grande. She took a picture with her and everyone's like, oh my God, are her and Ethan Slater, they're going to be the next couple to break up. So who knows if it's anything to do with that. But the reason why Ariana was even alone at the VMAs was because Ethan Slater decided not to go because they got into a huge fight just a few days before that. They ended up making up, but that's just their relationship. They're constantly fighting. They're on off. It's very toxic, unhealthy for both of them. The source says that they are going to stay together in the meantime, though, just because they're doing press for Wicked. Mm-hmm. But after that, don't expect them to be together much, much longer. Ooh. And the source says that, you know, her relationship is just not Ariana's priority right now. She's more career focused, so she don't care what happens to him.
Do we have something in the prediction journal on this, right? On
their, I feel like we might, and I'm relationship. Looking right
Let
now.
Let me know if you find that, Jess. I mean, I'd break up with her, too. She hasn't broken character from Wicked in, like, 3 years. Who could date that?
Well,
that
would be awful. Well, she has to stay in character until November 21st.
So, no, she stays on character when she's on set or whatever, on stage, anything, but not in the personal life. No, I couldn't deal with that.
Jess, last year we said, Will Ariana Grande and SpongeBob stay together? How long will they last? You know, Ethan Slater, we like to call him SpongeBob because he looks exactly like him. Anyways, Selena, you said mid-2025 that they would last only until mid-2025.
Okay,
we
passed that, but you're, but I mean,
pretty close.
Behind closed doors, who knows? This thing could be pretty
That's
much
true.
Down.
Yours could still come through.
Okay.
You said they won't get married, but they'll break up late next year. You made this prediction last year, so it would be late 2025.
Oh, I mean,
right?
Just get my bowl of cocoa props ready. This is coming true.
Jess, what did you predict?
I said that they would make it through 2025. So
that's not gonna happen.
Dang.
And really quick, just because Blac Chyna made headlines last week when she posted about Rob, everyone's like, "Oh my God, are she and Rob getting back together?" Which would not be good, in my opinion. They were very, very toxic towards each other when they were together. Well, Chyna was doing some type of panel at like a women's expo, and they asked her, like, are you and Rob back on?
Me and Robert, we were healing and we're communicating and we're just going with the flow.
That's not a no.
Yeah,
if that was like, a no, it'd be a no.
That sounds like something's cooking there.
They're talking for sure. Yes. They're dating. Wow.
I know.
How do you feel about when every person calls like one person a name? Like everybody calls Rob. But then when you hear the other person say, well, Robert. Have you ever encountered that with a couple?
Yeah.
Like everybody calls this person by Pat or something. And then they're like, Patrick and I, you know, how do you feel about that?
It's weird. It's annoying.
It is weird.
Just call them what we call
them.
Like,
I know.
Like even for
Bugs me,
I'm like at my own wedding, I'm going to feel weird when they're like Jessica and Ruben. Because I feel like when somebody calls me Jessica, I feel like I'm in trouble. Even though that's my name, but most people call me Jess.
You know, you can have him say whatever you want.
Yeah, but then it sounds so informal when they're like, Jess and Ruben.
I don't think so.
I don't
really?
Think so either.
No, it's your name.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, problem solved there.
Graham, what do you have?
Major outage alert, you guys. Earlier this morning, hundreds of top websites and apps all went down or started having problems. Luckily, most of us were sleeping probably when this happened. Sites like Snapchat, Reddit, Slack, Roblox, Wordle. Not my precious Wordle.
Are you still playing Wordle, Graham?
Hashtag still playing.
Oh, my God.
Ring, Lyft, Coinbase, Robinhood, and the list went on and on and on. I think maybe more than 500 different websites and apps all struggled this morning. Most of the function on all those affected sites has since come back, but the problem all stemmed from Amazon Web Services, AWS. AWS provides so many companies with the servers to run those apps and websites, and when they have a problem, it can have a huge ripple effect. As for what caused that problem, that's still being investigated. Not sure if it was a hack or if it was just Todd from accounting. He clicked on that link claiming there were tons of hot singles in his area. Come on, Todd! You never clicked that one. It's just a reminder, though, and a lot of tech experts are saying this, you know, it's kind of like a warning, because when a third party is hosting, and in this case, you know, Amazon is hosting on their servers everybody's website or app, everything is so dependent on that one third party to power everything. And when that goes down, then all of these websites go dark or have trouble or the apps stop working and things are glitching and stuff like that. So it's a little.
But your Wordle is back up and running.
I haven't played yet today, so I'll let you know.
Okay,
I have trouble. I usually wait till bedtime.
All right.
To power down with a nice little Wordle before
Nerd
I go to bed.
Coming up next on the JV Show, it's I Want the Bleep game where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are having some technical issues here.
Dude, I either jinxed it or because a minute ago inside today's Hottest Trending, I was talking about how there was a major Amazon web services outage this morning, affected basically all the top sites you can think of and top apps. I mean, everything, Reddit, Roblox, you name it, everything went down this morning because they host all that on their servers. And I said, man, it's a real reminder about how, you know, when everything's out to one third party, it can have a huge ripple effect and affect so many companies.
And now the talkback mic
does not work
here. Now we're having our own issues.
We cannot access the talkbacks that you guys would be leaving.
Dang it.
And are probably still. Okay, that's one theory, right? Maybe Amazon AWS hosts, you know, part of iHeartRadio servers, you know, and that's the reason. Or there were so many Raider fans trying to leave talkbacks this morning saying, like, Raiders and stuff like that. Maybe that crashed our system because they're pretty fired up about that game on Sunday, right?
So,
wait, never mind. That's the one they
blown got out.
Totally pounded.
So what we're getting at is we're not going to be able to play the What the Bleep game this morning because our talkback tool is not working
right
now.
She's down right now. She is down.
The other thing I did look up is Mercury in retrograde.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not. Not till November 9th, but we could consider this, you know, the retro shade, which is the pre, like leading up to Mercury in retrograde and the post where there's still a little bit of that funkiness going on. Yeah. So that could be what we're experiencing.
Yeah. We're in the pre-grade right now. So.
Yeah. Mercury in retro shade.
Shred. That's what I said.
So we are going to have to just do a couple other things.
We're going
to
pivot.
We still do have your chance, though, to win crazy cash, $1,000. Graham, you have this hour's keyword.
Hopefully this works. If you go let us know. Well, you can't let us know because the talkback mic doesn't work, but you take the keyword jingle over to wild949.com. Hopefully that landing page is still working.
It is.
And you enter the keyword jingle and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
Good luck. All right, Graham.
All right, a couple of Bay Area college students got hit with massive ER bills all because they were trying to save a gopher. These two students at St. Mary's College in Moraga, they said they saw a gopher that was struggling to climb out of its little burrow. Its little gopher paw was wrapped up in a root or something. It was stuck. And they were like, we got to help this gopher. So they reached down to try to help the gopher and it bit him on the hand.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
The other call, then the friend was like, well, let me help him. And then the gopher bit that one on the hand too. They both got bit by the gopher. And they were just trying to be good gopher Samaritans and help this little thing get untangled or whatever. They didn't really think much of it. The bites didn't hurt that bad. They were very small. But then some other friends of theirs were like, probably going to get rabies. So you might want to get that checked out. And they went to go to the campus, like urgent care clinic at St. Mary's. It was closed for the weekend.
Ooh,
so
great.
They hopped in their car and they drove to John Muir Hospital in Walnut Creek. They said they had a very lengthy wait, as you always do when you get to the ER anywhere. And they, you know, got seen, and the people there, you know, the staff said, there's just basically no chance of getting rabies from a gopher. You're going to be fine. Let's put a tiny Band-Aid on that little tiny little bite and send you on your way. And they thought, okay, everything handled, no rabies. That's great. Until they got their ER bill that came in just over $2,000 each.
Yes.
And they were obviously very upset by this because all they got was one teensy tiny little Band-Aid and an assurance that you likely don't have rabies. Would you guys try to save an injured gopher?
No.
But like his little gopher paw is stuck. He can't climb out of his burrow, Selena.
I think maybe with like, not with my hands. Maybe.
Oh,
with like
you're going to kick the gopher.
Yeah. No, with like a stick or something,
or,
like try to help it out.
Or wearing those really sturdy gloves.
You're walking along a path. Little gopher's like, help.
Let me pull my really sturdy gloves out of my pocket real quick.
Yeah, and Jess is unloading her welding gloves. Like, oh, I just happen to have these with me on a hike.
You know.
You guys wouldn't try to help it, Selena. You would only stick it with a stick and poke it.
If that. Yeah, I'm not trying to get bit.
Yeah.
Little tiny. Jess, you don't.
They're super cute, but no.
Jess, you don't have your, you know.
I don't have my gloves. Do I have
jousting
rope? Because then I would throw rope at it and then it could help.
Like you're going to create a lasso and you're going to like lasso it in? No, that's not going to.
It's going to climb up a mini rope ladder that you made out of yarn? Get out of here. No, he's stuck. You got to untangle his paw.
I can't do it with my bare hands. I'd be scared.
Yeah, I think like as soon as it like starts thrashing around and gets anywhere near, you're jumping back and then I'm with Selena. You're finding a stick.
Thank you.
Use this. Yeah, I guess the good news, rabies threat from a gopher,
very minimal. Good.
But Band-Aid from ER, very expensive. Don't go.
God, these people, like my mom's one of them, her answer to everything is go to the ER. And I'm like, Mom, we don't have money for that. My kid has a fever. Oh, you got to take him to the ER in the middle of the night. And I'm like, no. Like,
write it out.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to do is go to the ER.
All they do when you get there is say, take some Tylenol and they send you on your way.
I know. Yeah.
So I take my Advil or Tylenol at home and I'll save myself $2,000.
Right.
Yeah. Well, is our talkback mic back up and running yet? Okay, just thought I would ask.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday!
Woo-hoo. It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Normally we would be playing our What the Bleep game at this time, but we are having some major issues with our talkback mic. So we're going
to
just punt that for later. Did you guys see Kim Kardashian at the, the Academy Museum Gala on Saturday?
The what now?
Good question. I don't know what the heck this is.
Who gives a fuck?
But you have to see her outfit. Go to JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. We have a picture of her. We have a video of her.
Going now.
What is with the mask thing?
I don't like any of this.
I don't like it. I don't like it either.
What's
But it must be so uncomfortable.
How about the quad boob?
Right!
Are we not talking about that? That's the first thing that jumped out at me.
I was going to describe it as like lumpy rib cage.
Okay, that's also quad accurate.
Sure.
It's quad boob.
Quad boobs.
I don't know what is it that there's, so it's sort of like a corset, right?
It's corseted, then like some padding.
And then, but then there's, but what's making the lower set of bazoomers?
Like some padding right there.
Oh, I couldn't tell if it was like hanging, extra material hanging or something.
I don't know. It looks like there's padding like in the dress to give it like a lumpy ribcage look. But the mask is what everybody is talking about. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, sorry. I was distracted.
Dude, I would not be able to last a night in that. Mm-mm.
It's like having a set of nylons over your face or something. I'm sure she can breathe through it just fine.
I'm sure she can, but uncomfortable. Like, I don't know. I like my vision to be like
clear.
Clear, yeah.
This is, like, is Kanye still dressing her?
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of thing, like, if she was still together with Kanye, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
She did wear something similar.
Right.
Back in 2021 to the Met Gala, she wore another, like, head covering.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this, like, has that kind of written all over it. But
a little bit. Yeah, but this was not his doing.
Someone said the best her face has ever looked.
The comments are brutal. Don't look at them.
Social media strikes again. Yeah, don't read the comments.
How about the Louvre getting robbed over the weekend?
This is crazy because it's like a daylight heist and something well planned, obviously.
The four thieves made off with 9 pieces of France's crown jewels from the Louvre in 7 minutes. That's all it took for them to rob the place. And they got inside through the top, through a basket lift.
Oh my God.
Which is like, people are walking by, I'm sure, driving by. Like, you see these guys not knowing they're about to rob the place.
Well, they're like, it's like a construction-looking truck that's got the lift on it that's going to bring them up. So you just assume, like, oh, there's some workers.
Right, you think they're doing some work on
they're going in.
That's genius.
How did they, I haven't, like, fully read into it. How did they, because I saw one thing, it was like, they use a chainsaw. So how did they break into the cases that have the, you know, because the crown jewels are, you know, the jewels and all this stuff, not just sitting out, you know.
They made a tiny little hole. It says, underneath.
They unarmed.
Cut it with like a diamond, or they cut it with a laser beam, and it's like.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do in the movies.
They cut out a circle hole in the glass, and they reached in and got him.
Somebody was hanging from the ceiling.
Obviously.
Like
and those lasers, the alarm lasers are shooting every which way. And they blew some smoke on those, and then they had to do a bunch of cartwheels to get through that, and then they cut a whole circular hole in the glass, and then reached in and got it, obviously. I mean, I've seen it 100 times. But what is it? What do you think the motivation is? Obviously, these are, you know, priceless jewels and items that they got. You can't sell them. You can't put them on eBay.
Experts are saying that they could break them up and melt them down.
Yeah, but but I think a lot of the value in these is the jewels, right? I mean, the jewels themselves. You can't just go, oh, I'm going to put a 35 carat diamond or ruby here up for sale. It's going to raise some red flags. Where'd you get that? You know?
Yeah.
Maybe wanted the thrill. Like you see money heist and then you're like, whoa, what would it be like to...
And I'm pretty sure the money was the motivation. I mean, do they just sell them on the black market? We thought the same thing when, remember, Kim K got robbed. We're like, you can't just go back and like sell all of that to somebody.
Right.
Like, hello, it's going to raise some red flags.
But
you sell it to the right people who don't care.
But I guess like her stuff is slightly, you know, is a little less traceable. I mean, we're talking about some of the most, these are on display at the Louvre. You know what I mean? Some of the most iconic pieces of all time. They get incredibly difficult to move unless you have some like, you know, really rich, shady people out there that just want to have it on as part of their collection.
Right.
But that's just a tougher, you have a lot tougher time finding a buyer, in other words, than when you can just, you know, send something up to auction, you know, fetch the highest price.
To answer your question, Graham, it says here the thieves just smashed through the display cases.
Yeah.
Taking all of the stuff.
Well, that's not very fun.
Very bold.
Are you sure they didn't use a laser that can cut circular holes in glass?
Yeah, I read this entire news article, nothing about any lasers. And now there's a manhunt underway for these four thieves.
Crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in 7 minutes?
And very brazen. And again, you know, there are thousands of visitors in there.
Yeah, it was right after the museum had opened.
Are you going to try to stop them? You see some guys smashing some stuff and they're about to make a break for it. You're not going to stick your leg out and try to trip them?
I'm going to mind my business.
Wow. And just keep on going like, hey, do you guys know where the Mona Lisa is over here somewhere?
Yeah. Okay.
Carry on.
I think I would.
Keep smashing over there.
You would intervene, Graham?
Depends if they're armed or not.
They were unarmed. But
you're tackling.
But you being there, how would you know?
Because they're smashing display cases. You know this is something's not normal.
No, but I mean, like, how would you know if they're armed or not?
That's a good
They
point.
Could have something in their waistband. I'm not going to intervene.
Yeah, that's true. Has anyone seen the Mona Lisa? It's this way? Yeah, okay. I've been there before.
You have?
Yeah, I've seen the Mona Lisa in person.
Where were you this past weekend, Graham? You have an alibi?
Not.
Work on that before the police come for you, Graham. Yeah.
Hey, Mona Lisa's kind of underwhelming. It's kind of like,
That's what I heard. It's small, right?
It's a lot smaller than you think it would. Yeah. And then you're just, there's so many people packed in there trying to get us, you know, just to see it. It's kind of like, oh, I'm kind of uncomfortable in here. Plus, I've seen a picture of the Mona Lisa before.
I know exactly what it looks like.
Yep. Yeah. It looks exactly like that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Anna and Nathan. How are you guys?
Like, we're good. We're, like, nervous, excited. Oh, my God. It's our first trivia game.
You're going to be fine.
You're going to do great. Yeah, most people do nervous. Excellent. Well, not really.
Well, except for those that don't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Aw, thank you so much. You guys are going to be fine. Jess, what are they playing for today?
You're playing for 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
All right. You guys know how this works. I hope we're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and these tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's get to it. Question number 1. A nonagon is a shape that has how many sides?
A nonagon?
That's a tricky one. Well, sort of.
Don't run out of time.
Eight?
Nope. You know an eight. You know an eight-sided shape.
Octagon.
So then you go one past
a
that.
A nonagon is 9.
And you get a nonagon. 9 sides. Okay. That was a tricky one. That's all right. You guys can get these next ones. Question number 2. In a proper table setting, what side above the plate should your drinking glass go? In a proper table setting, what side above the plate should your drinking glass go?
Oh my goodness. That's so tricky question.
It's a 50-50.
Take a guess.
Oh, give me 1 second. Oh my God, I'm thinking like the forks, the spoons, everything. Okay, oh my goodness.
Take a guess. You're going to run out of time.
And the upper right?
Yep.
There you go.
There you go. The way that you remember that is you hold your hands out and put your pointer finger to your thumb and extend the rest of your hand, and it either makes a B or a D, and the D is for drinking glass, B is for your bread plate.
That's how you... Oh, I never knew that. Oh. I was throwing up blood signs, but yeah, that's fine.
That's what I'm doing.
All right.
Anyways, that's how you remember. All
right. Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right, you got that one correct. Question number 3. Oh, Selena, this is you.
This is my question, yeah, Graham. Hey, quit stepping on my toes. All right, here's question number 3. There are 5 boroughs that make up New York City. Can you just name 2 of them?
5 boroughs, you say?
Mm-hmm.
5 boroughs, New York City. Oh, my goodness.
She's saying birds?
Goodness.
Burrows.
Burrows.
Yeah. Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens.
Yep. That was
a really good guess. You got 3 of them just back to back easily like that.
As you read them off. All right, question number 4. A little suspect there. Question number 4. Geppetto was the father to what classic Disney character? No Googling.
Geppetto?
It's a tough one to spell.
Oh my goodness. I'm like shaking.
Graham, stop it.
How do you spell it?
No.
Just take a guess, but can someone help you with the Geppetto spelling?
It's dad.
Oh, dad, Geppetto. Hang on, Google's not loading right now. Extremely long pause, and then we just boom. Just sometimes it just lightning, just straight into your brain, Manhattan, Queens, the Bronx, Staten Island,
Pinocchio.
Yeah. I'm running this thought.
She was driving you guys.
Got it.
I know. Congratulations.
Totally.
You just got
super excited.
You just got 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
Anna and Nathan, congratulations.
You guys did it. Hang on there. Jess is going to pick up in the next room and give you those tickets. Graham, we...
The talkback mic is now working again, okay. You guys. So if you had any like feelings about what you just listened to, you could always leave us a talkback. Talkback mic was down. Yes. Unfortunately, we didn't get to play our What the Bleep game, but it looks like it is now back online and working. But I'll...
We'll leave that to you guys.
Yeah, I'll save my thoughts about... What just happened there? And we'll get to some shout-outs, Selena. We got
let's do it.
A bunch of DMs here. First one, sorry, let me get to it. I'd like to make a birthday shout-out request to the JV Show for our daughter, Milan. She turns 13 today. We listen to the show every morning while we drive her and her brother, Miles, to Thornton Middle School in Fremont. Go Golden Eagles!
Woo!
I don't know if they are. We've been fans since the doghouse. What? The birthday shout-outs from Jeremy, her mom, Melissa, her brother, Miles, and her baby sister, Gigi. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Milan.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, previous dad in your DMs. Welcome back. And longtime Wild94.9/Doghouse listeners, could you please wish our wonderful girl, Alva Lena, a very special happy 9th birthday today. We're listening to you guys every day on the way to school. We're so proud of her and love her very much. Love mom, dad, Bella, Aiden, Travis, Benny Blanco, and Poppy from afar. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Benny Blanco.
That's her brother. I guess they have a dog named Benny Blanco. Another one here. Hello, Graham. Hope you had a great weekend. Can you, Selena and Jess, please sing happy birthday to my daughter, Rowan? She's turning 17 today. Thank you. Miss you, JV. And that is from Sherry. We can't sing, but we can give her a...
Who gives a fuck?
Hope she has a great birthday. Hello, yes. I was wondering if you can give a birthday shout-out to my friend, Keontae. He's turning 16. And to let him know that I'm really happy to be his friend and can't wait to make more memories. Thank you. And that is from Natalia. Yes, happy 16th birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Hoping you can give a birthday shout-out to my daughter, Audrey. She turns 11 today. You are growing to be a fearless and independent lady who takes initiative in everything you do. You know that we love you very much and will support you in everything you do. Love, Kuya, Jaden, Maddie, Mom, and Dad. Yes, happy 11th birthday, Audrey.
Who gives a fart?
And one final one. Hey, Graham, can you greet my smart, creative, and beautiful daughter, Tar? Happy 16th birthday today from Mike, June, and Jayana. Thank you. Yes, happy 16th birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kevin Federline is opening up about how much money he got from Britney Spears. So his tell-all book drops tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Every day there is something new from it to talk about. People is now reporting that in the book, Kevin talks about his financial arrangement after his marriage to Britney Spears. So they did sign a prenup. It was a pretty standard one, according to him. He says after it was all said and done, he was granted $20,000 a month in child support. Whoa. He also got an additional $20,000 a month in alimony for half of their marriage. They're married 26 months, so he was getting 13 months of alimony. So for 13 months, he was getting $40,000 a month.
Get your bag, King. Get your bag.
He also received a settlement, but he didn't disclose that amount. Here's what is rubbing people the wrong way. So he said people, this is what he said in his book, quote, people hear figures like that and think you're financially set, but the reality is far from that. Raising two young boys in LA while maintaining the security and stability they needed, the money didn't stretch as far as you'd think.
Well, boys, I mean, $20,000 a month?
Like you,
$40,000 for 13 months?
But I get that. You hear that and you apply that to your own life. But if you're living a life where you have a really expensive house payment, you have a really expensive property tax bill, you have a really expensive car bill, your car insurance is super expensive because you have a thing. You know what I mean? When you're living that lifestyle, that money, like that isn't some huge sum because that just goes out, you know, that goes out the door real quick. If you applied that to any of us norms living, we'd be like, oh my God, I'd have so much extra money.
Life.
Yeah, left over, but, you know, because my expenses are a tiny fraction of what he's getting. But I understand what he's saying. It sounds incredibly tone deaf, though.
It does. It's just like, and don't live like that. You don't need a lavish life of luxury. Right. Or Kevin Federline.
Make adjustments.
Well, I'm sure. Don't you think he's had to in the years since? But also, isn't this a get your bag, King? Because he is the parent. He takes care of the kids, right? She
was. Yeah.
She didn't. So he's taking care of the kids. So if this was a gender role reversed, you would say, "Get your bag, queen. Get your bag. You're the parent. You're the providing the care. You deserve that money, right?"
Right. No, it obviously goes towards the kids. It just seems like a little excessive, and to be like, it wasn't even enough.
And also to say that to people who are like also like struggling parents, like they're making it work with what
barely,
they can, you
barely.
Know? Someone coming to you and being like, hey, you know, I'm barely making it work
very
with 40,000.
Like yeah. Graham said.
Just say, get your bag, King. Get your bag. Because you guys would be shouting, get your bag, Queen, from the rooftops.
I can't
say
that.
If it was reversed. I can't. So just get your bag, King.
One more quick thing. Selena Gomez has responded to the shade that Hailey Bieber threw last week. We talked about this pretty late into the show on Friday. But if you missed it, we were talking about her makeup. It's going to be now sold in Sephora stores. And she was doing this interview with Wall Street Journal magazine. Because you know who else's, you know, beauty line is sold in Sephora? And that is Selena Gomez's Rare Beauty. And when talking about the comparison between the two, Hailey Bieber wrote, you know, it's always annoying being pitted against other people. I didn't ask for that. When people want to see you a certain way and they've made up a story about you in their minds, it's not up to you to change that. I do think there is space for everybody. And I don't feel competitive with people that I'm not inspired by. And everyone's like, oh, my God, the shade.
That's major shade.
Well, the next morning, Selena Gomez allegedly wrote this on her Instagram story, and it's since been deleted. But she wrote, just leave the girl alone. She can say whatever she wants. Doesn't affect my life whatsoever. It's just about relevance, not intelligence. Be kind. All brands inspire me. There's room for everyone. Hopefully, we can all stop.
Yikes.
Are you buying the cleanup there?
I mean, I do wonder. Because it's since been deleted. That part always makes me wonder, did she really post that? Or is that just like a rumor? But it's I've seen it on several sites that is what she posted. I don't think that she needed to respond, though.
No, but also if everybody's talking about you saying like, wow, someone threw shade at you, wouldn't you want to like put something out there and kind of throw shade back?
I mean, I get it, but I feel like Selena's always been really good at being the bigger person and not responding, or she responds with like, just leave her alone. Mm. So I kind of feel like
she
did that, but she also threw in some shade as well.
Yeah.
I can read between the lines. Grammy, what do you have?
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Got to talk about yesterday's game. Niners hosting the Atlanta Falcons last night for Sunday Night Football at Levi's Stadium. No Fred Warner, no Nick Bosa, no Brock Purdy, and somehow, miraculously, no problem for the Niners, mainly because they have Christian McCaffrey. He single-handedly won that game for the Niners. He had 129 yards rushing, 72 yards receiving, and 2 touchdowns. Backup quarterback Mac Jones, he really didn't have to do much to win that game because, again, CMC did it all. Niners D played really well, too, despite being without their 2 best players. Niners won the game 20-10 to improve to 5-2 on the season. Next up for the Niners, they hit the road to take on the Texans on Sunday in Houston. That game kicks off at 10 a.m.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Texans are playing better football of late. That will be a again, road game, tougher test for the team. George Kittle came back yesterday in the lineup. I think that was a big, big factor in Christian McCaffrey's success running the ball because he hadn't had a game rushing like that all season, and suddenly George Kittle's back and CMC was on fire. Mm-hmm. George Kittle didn't catch a single pass in the game, which did not benefit my fantasy football team fart party because he had 0 points in the game. But so good to see him back on the field,
it's
throwing vicious blocks. It's going to be fart party
forever.
It's like frat party, but it's a fart party. It's a,
yeah.
Never mind. That's the name of my fantasy football team. Anyways, Niners. Niners! That was
bang,
one
bang,
hell of
Niner
a way
gang.
To cap off a weekend last night, and I'm a little hungover today.
Uh-oh. All right. Thank you, Graham. Next on the JV show, we have your chance to win some crazy cash. That is $1,000 that could be yours. Plus, because it is spooky season.
Ooh.
Talking about trick-or-treating next. Plus, you said something creepy happened at your house, Graham.
You guys, this one, it's crazy.
Let's unpack all of that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is spooky season.
Ooh.
Graham, I've been waiting all morning to hear about this creepy thing that happened at your house over the weekend.
Selena, I need the spooky music. I need whatever you can get, the spookiest music you can find, because this one,
please,
you guys,
hold.
Is going to spook the spook out of you all the way into the toilet, and it's going to flush itself.
Oh,
that's
no.
How much spook is going to come out of you. Because I don't even know. I don't. You know, I'm the biggest skeptic of all skeptics when it comes to, you know, spirits and hauntings and astrology and all that stuff and ghosts. And I don't believe in any of it. None of it. But listen to this. On Friday, I was just wiped out. I just needed to get home, take a nap. And so I had, you know, finally picked the kids up from school. And I was like, guys, I got to go take a nap. Just give me 30 minutes to myself. closed the door to my room, pulled the curtains nice and dark in there, laid mm-hmm. down for a nice nap. And I'm about, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes in, right to that point where I'm just falling asleep, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm going, oh, yeah, I just needed this nap so badly. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the TV in our room turns on by itself.
No. What do you mean?
And across the screen, because
okay.
I wake up because it makes like a, when you turn that TV, it's like, it makes some stupid sound. And it wakes me up as I'm just drifting into a sleep. It wakes me up and across the screen, the TV turns on and I'm like, what's happening? The words, "We're all gonna die," are written on the screen.
There's no way.
I could not make this up. I'm telling you. The TV turns on and all it says is, "We're all gonna die" on the screen. Now, to be fair, this is a song title of a song by Joy Oladokun featuring Noah Kahan. I love Noah Kahan. But this is like a lyric music video and it's just on that screen. The starting screen. If you go look up that "We're All Gonna Die" lyric music video, you'll see the text that I saw. It's like a blue background. It says, "We're all gonna die."
Oh my God.
And that pops up on the screen. And the TV turned on by itself.
Like your wife was like watching the video before and like that was still on the screen or something. And then you accidentally laid on the bed and pushed the button to turn the TV on.
But I didn't. The remotes were on the nightstand. They were nowhere there.
Oh my gosh, this is Annabelle.
And then what happened?
Then I got up to be like, who turned the TV? Because I'm thinking, okay, there. Look, all these things in our lives are all connected now. You know, you could hop on your phone and turn on the TV now. It's all connected under the Google Home app or whatever. You could control it from somewhere else. There's other ways to turn on the TV than just the remote. But then I asked the kid, did you turn on the TV? Did you hit a remote somewhere? Did you on the Google Home screen? Were you like hitting buttons or something? Nobody was. And my wife definitely wasn't.
Now.
Oh my God.
I honestly think this is some supernatural thing that's going on. But you, Graham, you are the biggest skeptic ever. You don't believe in any of that stuff. Yeah. So how are you writing this off? Anytime we've ever brought a creepy, spooky story to Graham, he's like, oh, well, it was this. And he always like blames it on something else. He's like big
something on logical.
Yeah, you're big on logic and reasoning and stuff like that. So how would you explain this?
I mean, there's only one possible explanation in my mind, right?
Which is?
That time that I talked smack about Annabelle here on these airwaves. And now Annabelle has infiltrated my Google Home Hub and has decided to turn on TVs at random and display super creepy messages to me. We're all gonna die. It is true. We all are going to die at some point. So, like, that wasn't, like, breaking news to me. I was like, bro, spirit, I already knew that. But, like, does that mean I'm going to die right now?
Graham, I feel like
I do really like Noah Kahan.
But you're still mocking Annabelle.
I know. You're crossing the line in the spirit world.
I'm crossed over to the spirit world? No, I'm still here. No. I'm alive. You can pinch me. This is me. I'm not a ghost.
It's like, how many more signs do you need? The first time you called out Annabelle and then she made your smoke alarm go off.
Yeah, she's turning the smoke
like
alarms off in the middle
day.
Of the night.
And during the show.
Now she's sending signs like this.
Look, I'm just saying, the "we're all gonna die" part kind of shook me a little bit, but also, like, I probably would have liked that song because I really like Noah Kahan. I listened to his music a lot. So, you know, it could have just been serving me a song that's like, hey, you're probably going to like this.
I don't know.
But
I would
be careful. So the TV
turned
it on.
That's what I'm saying.
That part was a little weird.
And you combine that with all the other weird things that has happened with the birds, like, crashing into your windows and
that's
dying.
That's what I was about.
The dead owl you found on your property.
Selena,
like,
and that's what I was about to get to. So first on Friday, I have the TV mysteriously turns on and sends me a message. We're all going to die. And then on Saturday, couple bird deaths.
More
smash into your window?
We hadn't had one in a long time. Next thing you know, windows were getting peppered.
Are you honestly not getting a little afraid now? Like, something is going on at your house.
My daughter rescued one of the birds, actually. She built it a little habitat of leaves and things and took care of it. And eventually it flew away. But the others, they were already dead. They didn't make it.
Like, what's your explanation for that other than paranormal?
Birds are stupid. Sometimes they fly.
Yeah, that's
glass.
Why they call them bird brains.
Yeah.
Wait, for no reason.
I mean, they're not the brightest creatures out there. And I had just washed the windows.
But
they were pretty squeaky
that,
clean.
Something is going on at your house, Graham.
Yeah, because
like,
how many birds have died at your house, Selena?
Zero.
There we go.
Well, you got bats and spiders and other spooky things. Oh, my. Jess, I'm sure you had something spooky happen at your house, too.
No.
That you have to chalk up to just only being a ghost is the only possible explanation.
Like this, you're living in a brand new house, Graham. You just got done, you know, building this thing. I honestly think you have to look into, like, previous people that lived on that property, though. And, like, who died there? What kind of land your house is built on? Because it's honestly too much.
I wish the talkbacks were working because, you know, so many people right now, they love telling me how it was a ghost that did it.
It was.
You guys, there's a lot of other possible explanations out there.
Like what?
Well, that one of the kids turned on the TV.
But they weren't in the
that
room.
I accidentally turned it on my phone. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that, you know, because everything in our house connected. You know, they thought they were turning on one TV. It accidentally flipped on ours. And then, of course, it's on YouTube and it's
like
playing
a song that I probably really like. Like I said, again, if that was a one-off, but it's too much when you combine it with all the other things that go on at your house.
Okay.
And I think it's like little by little, it's you're getting bigger and bigger signs.
The we're all going to die message was a little
bit.
Spooked me a little bit. Just for a second. I would be careful
if I was you, Graham.
Wait a minute. No, I went back and took that nap. It was great, you guys. It was great. I just turned the TV off and
then just fell
and I didn't die. And then I took a nap. Yeah. It was fantastic.
But I feel like this is just the beginning. I know.
It's spooky season. It is spooky season, you guys. The spirits be spiriting right now.
Next on the JV show, I do want to talk about trick-or-treating.
About what?
Trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating.
I think I said that a little weird. Uh-huh. Fair or foul?
Sound like your dentures are falling out.
Let me pop those back in.
Let's talk about trick-or-treating.
Thank you. I do want to talk about trick-or-treating, though. Fair or foul? Like abandoning your own neighborhood to go trick-or-treat somewhere else. So that's coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Quick shout out, Graham.
I got a DM here. It says, hey, Graham, sliding into your DMs again. Can you shout out my new wife and I? We got married on Saturday, and she could not be happier to be the brand new Mrs. Morales. Yes. Congrats to Brittany and our buddy Edgar. Got married over the weekend. Super excited. Yes. Congrats, you guys. Nice.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah.
Really quick. What do you guys think, if you had to guess, what do you think is the loneliest holiday for single people?
Oh, Christmas.
Flag Day.
Valentine's Day, duh.
59% of single people in this survey said Halloween is one of the most emotionally difficult holidays of the year. 57% think it's worse than Valentine's Day.
Because you're dressed up as Luigi and you don't have a Mario to go with
it's
you.
It's that. It's the couple's costumes. Mm-hmm. You get on Instagram and you see all the happy families and you don't have one. You open the door to give candy to trick-or-treaters and there's, you know, mom and dad with all their kids. Yeah. And that's just what you're longing for.
And you go out trick-or-treating solo by yourself.
That's so sad.
As an adult.
And they open the door and they're like, aren't you a little old to be trick-or-treating? And why don't you have anybody with you? Stop asking me so many questions.
I know. Mind your business.
Yeah.
Isn't that so sad?
I had never really thought of that before. Because I think obviously we would all would think Valentine's Day is the
I know. 79% of singles admitted to crying a little bit when they opened the door to families trick-or-treating.
I just wouldn't even.
Isn't that so sad? Take all the candy. I don't care.
If it makes you that sad, though, I wouldn't even participate in the
holiday. I wouldn't hand out candy either.
Yeah.
You need to. People need to. There's too many houses with their lights off. Pass out candy.
And that brings us to this, because, look, I live in one of those neighborhoods where it is dead on Halloween. Mm-hmm. You know, the past few years, we've stayed in the neighborhood, and we went to, like, all five houses that had their lights on with candy. It sucks.
I hate that.
So I do want to talk about leaving your own neighborhood to go trick-or-treating somewhere else. Is that fair or foul?
Fair.
But if everybody stayed in their own neighborhood, you wouldn't have to do that.
But if nobody is participating in the neighborhood, then what do you do? You're the only house giving away candy?
It's tough. I have mixed feelings about this because I think people should make an effort with their neighbors to try to, hey, let's all participate and make this a fun, you know, there's a lot of kids in the neighborhood. Let's do something for them. Let's, you know, even if houses don't have kids, you know, it's not that people are going to say, well, candy costs a lot of money and candy prices are up. I was at Target the other day and it was a very large bag of candy, but it was $26. And I was like, whoa, $26. I mean, there's a couple hundred pieces in there.
I saw a bag that was over $30.
Yeah, I was like,
at the Target I was at.
It's like $26. That's pretty steep. So I totally understand that. And I sympathize with that. Can't afford to do it. But if you can participate and there are kids in your neighborhood, why not? Keep the light on. You know, pass out some candy. Do what you can. Maybe you're going to run out and, you know, at least you passed out some and participated some. I'd like to see neighborhoods do that. I was always bummed that before we moved into our new house, the neighborhood where we were renting a house, it seemed like it was starting to come alive a little bit. More houses were participating, but it just seemed so weird when you'd have one house and then you'd walk past eight in a row that were all done to get to the next one.
I hate it.
And it was kind of a weird feeling. Like, I know you guys, I know some of you are home, you know, just participate.
Or they're not because they went to a different neighborhood.
Or they bailed out and went somewhere else.
Oh, you're right.
That happens a lot.
Now, unfortunately, our talkback mic is not working this morning. We're having major technical problems with that. And I know a lot of people would want to weigh in on this, topic. I understand because people are like, well, haven't you been seen this block? And whatever. There are certain blocks throughout the neighborhood and neighborhoods throughout the Bay Area. And there are certain neighborhoods where they just go all out. And you're getting king-size candy bars. And they've got,
and
like, haunted houses.
Crazy.
And it's like one giant street party. And I understand that. Like, that is fun and you want to participate in that. But there's something to be said about your own neighborhood and trick-or-treating your own neighborhood is sort of a social thing. It's a way to meet the neighbors, too, and say hi to people and be a part of a community. So,
yeah, I don't really like that part so much. My thing is just not having to drive anywhere else.
Right.
But, like, it sucks that, you know, I might have to this year if I you know, want the vibes to be right.
Do you guys think that eventually, like, kind of trick-or-treating is just get, like, fading out a little bit, and eventually that's just not even going to be a part of Halloween?
It honestly kind of is. A lot of people, they just go to, like, a trunk-or-treat.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't even go trick-or-treating at all.
My kids went trick-or-treating digitally last year.
robots.
It was pretty sad.
They sent their, like, their avatars.
Yeah, they sent their avatars
out. In the metaverse.
Bring me back some candy in the cloud and, like, you know, whatever. Yeah, it may sort of
fade out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, it does seem like there is less participation. I remember trick-or-treating as a kid, and you'd very rarely come across a house that wasn't participating.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was.
You just walk outside, and there's people everywhere.
Everywhere.
What kind of candy did they give out back in your time, Graham?
Walnuts, raisins, rubber bands, pencils, you know, anything they could. Candy corn, of course, right. You know, all the good stuff. We, you know, like, we don't live in a neighborhood now. We live out in a kind of rural area, so we have to drive in somewhere, you know. So then it is like, but again, I'm not abandoning anything.
There's nothing there.
There's no trick-or-treaters coming to my house like, oh, come on, their light's out. Nobody
like
will.
My neighborhood's already been abandoned, so it's like.
Just move on. It's already dead.
Yeah, I might have to go somewhere else this year.
So are you guys saying fair then?
I still say foul because I would like my neighborhood to be like alive.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going foul.
You know,
have some pride in your neighborhood, your community.
But then I understand people going somewhere else because it's like, why if I'm the only one outside?
Or maybe you try to do both. You know, you try to stay and pass out candy for a couple hours and then go to that one that's got the big block party. You know, maybe there's a way to.
Yeah.
Try to do both things.
Maybe. Like we said, our talkback mic is...
It's not open.
Not working.
It's non-existent at the moment.
It's ruining my life.
Can someone fix
Dang
that?
It.
Oh, we don't have any engineers at home.
Next on the JV show, look, I don't know what airport divorces are, Graham, but you said this is a new thing.
It is.
Couples are doing it. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for joining us back here. So what the heck is an airport divorce?
This is a new thing that many couples are swearing by, and a couple of relationship experts are saying this is very, very smart advice that you should, if you and your partner have very different airport styles, meaning how you handle air travel. Some people like to sort of, you know, visit a bunch of shops when they get in there, go grab a coffee, maybe a drink, and then kind of get to the gate at the last minute. Well, some people are like, I need to be sitting at the gate to make sure that the plane is there and I'm going to board on time and I want to be the first one in there. Everybody has sort of a different air travel style. And if you and your partner have very different ones or polar opposite, that you should have an airport divorce, meaning you get to the airport, you get through security, see ya. Don't stick with each other. You go do your own, handle your air travel the way that you want to handle it, and eventually you'll meet back up on the plane. Would you guys, well, I guess the first question is, Selena, to you, Selena, and to you, Jess, do you and your partners have different airport travel styles? And if so, would you ever consider an airport divorce?
I feel like me and my husband were pretty similar when it comes to airport styles. But even if we were different, no. I don't want to separate from you because it's so big and overwhelming in there. Like, I'm just going to stick with you. I don't want to get lost.
But they say air travel is just a very, we know it's a very high stress thing, you know.
That's why I don't want to be
alone.
The
gate changes and stuff is, and it just escalates and it's just not, it can be bad for the your mental health and for your relationship. Jess, how about you and your man? Do you guys have different air travel styles?
Yes and no, because I need to be with him because Ruben is just much better at traveling than I am and like leading the way. So I kind of just shut my brain off and follow him. So I wouldn't do an airport divorce like when we get there and once we go through security and stuff. But I know that he has a different way of like picking the seats and stuff. You know, when you don't have an assigned seat, if it was up to him and if he can sit like not next to me, like if next to me there are kids around and stuff like that, he does not want that. So he would sit separate from me.
What?
And I'm the type where I'm like, why would I want to sit next to you even if kids are around? Like, even
so
though
he would actively say, there's a more attractive seat somewhere else and it's not next to you, he's taking it? Like, you've witnessed this?
If there are...
He's done this before, right? I feel like we've talked about it.
I think it was when we were going to... I think we were going to Texas or something, and there was a seat. They weren't next to each other, but it was closer to me, so I felt better with him sitting closer to me just to have him at, like, my eyesight, just so I could be like, hey, did you see the person that's sitting next to me or something? It just made me feel more comfortable, but he chose to sit, like, somewhere further away from me because there were a bunch of kids around where I was.
Selena, your thoughts on this? I mean, I would be...
I was hurt. I was like, wait, but...
That might be a deal breaker for me. Like, really? What? I want to sit with my person on a flight. That's the one reason you
that
have a person
really
is to sit next to him on a plane.
I know. That would really rub me the wrong way.
And the way he sees it is like, well, we're going to fall asleep anyways. Like, we're not going to be, like, talking that much. But I'm like, but I still want to have you there.
No. Thank God my man wouldn't do that.
So sometimes when we... Obviously, there are times when we pick our seats just ahead of time, and he'll look at me and he'll be like, "You're gonna be really happy," and I'm like, "We're sitting together," and he's like, "Yeah."
I'm stunned.
I know.
I'm speechless.
Oh my God! I don't think I would talk to him the rest of that day.
Now, the part where I would want once we get through security, Kate and I are the same. Like, there's no real stress there. I want an airport divorce. The part before getting to security, because I'd like to arrive on time. And Kate can't seem to get out the door sometimes, and we're always 15 minutes late to everything. And that, in turn, stresses me out. And so the part getting to security, to the line, and then, you know, that line's way longer because now we're... whenever you're in a hurry at the airport, that's when the security line's the longest.
Of course.
You know? And so I would like an airport divorce prior to that. If parking was free, we would take two separate cars.
No. See, I couldn't do that.
But the fact that airport parking is so expensive, you have to drive together. Part getting to the airport, getting through security, that's the most stressful part. I want an airport divorce for that. I'd like to just be on my own.
Yeah. I feel like the only thing me and my man ever disagree on when it comes to traveling and going to the airport is like he likes to drive there and park. I've always been used to like, let me just catch an Uber or whatever and get dropped off right there at the door. I don't have to worry about parking or remembering where my car is and deal with any of that. That's how I would prefer to travel. But he's like, no, we have to have our car there. Which, I mean, one time he lost the keys. Do you remember that?
So you should have a leading up to the flight before you get to the airport, airport divorce.
Right. Because
then you
can
be like, this is how I travel to the airport.
That's the only time.
But then we would miss our flights because I feel like I wouldn't get there on time or something would happen.
I still would.
I'd be sitting in my seat comfortably, like just maybe just kind of putting my headphones in. And then I'd see Kate like rushing onto the plane all sweaty. You know, she's the last one on. I'm like, I don't know what you did to get here to the airport, but I'm here just with plenty of time.
See, that would hurt me more if my fiance would be like, hey, so I'll meet you there.
Yeah, but you don't need me in the, riding shotgun telling you I told you so the whole time. We should have left 20 minutes earlier.
So airport divorces are actual things.
It's a thing. They say that all that stress and just these little things can build and build as, you know. If you have very different travel routines, if you have different ones, it's a good idea maybe just to separate once you get through security.
Do you guys do a shopping divorce?
Like grocery shopping?
Like a lot of times if we go to the mall, like it's for the best that me and my husband like split up because otherwise he's like rushing me.
Oh,
you know, it's like you just go do you And then I'm going to go browse over here and take my sweet time, and I'll call you when I'm done.
Because then when it's time to shop for them, oh, they're taking, now they have time. Now we can take our sweet time, but then it's us, and it's like, oh, yeah, just grab them. That's fine. That was
no, I have no my shopping stamina is hit an all-time low. After 5 minutes, I'm like, what are we doing?
See, that's exactly how my husband is, and it bothers me. Just don't even go. Just stay home.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Happily. No.
But then I don't want you to have that satisfaction of being able to stay home, so I'm going to drag you along, but don't rush me.
Yeah, I want you to come, but have the patience.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Before we get to Sabrina Carpenter hosting SNL over the weekend, I have your weekend box office results right here. Coming in at number 3, Good Fortune.
Huh?
I made $6.2 million. I'm going to be honest. Familiar with a lot of the movies that are out this weekend, except for number one. And I'm going to get to that in just a second. Number two is Tron Ares, made $11.1 million. Number one.
I mean, I've heard of the Tron movies. I was like, what? When did that? No clue. Okay.
Number one, The Black Phone 2.
What is that?
Came
what?
Out this past weekend and made $26.5 million. Very underrated. The first one was so good.
Who is in this one?
What? Well, I have no idea any of these movies out there. Nothing about the Smashing Machine.
The Smashing
Machine.
Because
I watched some of that online, and it was about this pizza guy that shows up to the sorority house, and they like answer the door,
and obviously they were in the middle of a pillow fight,
and he goes in there and just starts smashing.
That's a different movie, no. Oh. And that one didn't even crack the top 10.
Oh, wow.
The Rock's Smashing Machine did not. That version didn't. Yeah, it's not as good as the one that I watched. I keep hearing such good things about the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, One Battle After Another, or whatever it's called. Everyone says that's great, but talk about massive box office disappointment in the numbers that it's done.
Isn't it losing out on like $100 million? I think it's projected. So much money on production,
right? But everybody I've heard from and talked to said the movie's awesome.
Really, it only made $4 million this past weekend. It's not doing great.
You guys want to hear more about the Smashing Machine?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Now to Sabrina Carpenter. She hosted SNL this past weekend. You guys watched, right? Saturday Night
Live.
Glued to it. Couldn't take my eyes off.
Well, everybody's talking about this one part from her monologue where she talks about, everyone thinks that I'm just, this horny person because of, what I do on stage and my photo shoots and my music.
Now, since I'm here, I want to clear up some misconceptions people have about me. Everyone thinks of me as this, like, horn dog pop star, but there's really so much more to me. I'm not just horny. I'm also turned on. And I'm sexually charged. And I love to read. My favorite book is The Encyclopedia. It's so big. And it's hard. And wait, seriously. Okay, sorry. There is a real person underneath all the sparkles and the wigs and the corsets.
And she goes on to like mess around with one of the guys in the audience. Unpopular opinion.
Okay. Unpopular opinion alert. Let's see what she's at.
I didn't think that was that funny.
Oh, no, shots fired.
No, it wasn't that good.
It really wasn't.
No.
If I'm being honest. Oh, you thought it was hilarious, Jess.
No, but her performance was really good. I liked it.
Performance always good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But her comedic timing, the script could have been a little bit better, in my opinion.
You think she came up with
accurate opinion alert?
I don't think she
accurate opinion alert.
I don't think she wrote that. So, I mean, the writers need to do a little bit better.
Yeah, step your game up, new writers.
Yeah, but yeah, that needed some work, just in my opinion. Graham, what do you have?
All right, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer and Oakland Raider running back Doug Martin has been identified as the suspect who died in Oakland police custody early Saturday morning. Officers had responded to a call of a break-in in a neighborhood at a house near the Oakland Zoo. When they arrived, they tried to arrest the suspect, which was Martin, and he resisted. Ultimately, they got him into custody. They say at that point he suffered some type of unspecified medical emergency. We don't know what it was. He was transported to the hospital where he died. He was just 36 years old. Martin was born in Oakland, grew up in Stockton. He played 7 seasons in the NFL, mostly for the Tampa Bay Bucks, but he finished his career in 2018, the 2018-2019 season with the Raiders. He was a 2-time Pro Bowler and was a first-team All-Pro selection in 2015. His nickname was Muscle Hamster because he was 5'9", and he ran hard, played smash-mouth football, which got me to wondering if there was some sort of CTE issue. A lot of the guys have their behavior post NFL and football playing becomes erratic and things like that because of what they're
doing
within their brains. I hope that is something that is examined and looked into, because if that was the physical style that he played, a lot of hard hits that he took.
Oh my God. I didn't even consider that.
I may be prematurely connecting the dots there,
but it's something to look into.
I mean, most definitely.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Every Monday, we bring our photos from home. I told you earlier, I took the kids out to Zip Pumpkin Patch, spent $1 billion. At least that's what it felt like on ride tickets.
Which pumpkin patch was this?
I forget the name. I think it's called Classic Pumpkin Patch. I'm not really
sure.
Where
is it?
It's right outside of, it's in Hayward, I think.
You think? You don't even know where you went?
Well, because it's like it's right off of 580. So it's like you get on the freeway and then it's like, you know, heading.
And what exit do you take? For people that were trying to find it.
Right. Good question.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm not of much help.
Got it.
But that's the one that I went to.
Do you think, because you talked a little bit about your patch experience earlier and how you spent a lot of money, do you think pumpkin patches are doing too much now? There's just like there's rides, there's this, it's just like, is it doing too much, or do you like having all that stuff?
I like having all that stuff.
Okay.
Really?
Like, if there's not rides and ponies and everything else, we ain't going.
But do you think that's like, our kids are expecting too much? Like, everything has to be this over-the-top fun thing.
Yes.
Can't the fun be going to pick out a pumpkin? Can't that be the fun?
No.
Because now, I mean, Selena didn't even pick up any pumpkins, right?
Yeah, we just go for the rides.
That's not good. This is doing too
much.
But
to your point, the kids, they do expect nothing less, and it sucks. They're already just spoiled, but it is what it is. So my picture is me and the kids. This is us on the carousel.
Aww.
Took a quick little selfie.
Glad you had fun.
We do the old school pumpkin patch. They climb up on the big pile of hay bales, and that's the biggest frill there. You
know what I mean?
And you don't spend, and the only thing you can spend money on is the pumpkins.
It's the pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a lot of stuff.
My photo is a picture of my Saturday morning, which is my absolute nightmare. I talked about this before. I thought it'd be a fun idea. Get the kids this Halloween puzzle. It's 1,000 piece and it's of a haunted house. And I was like, well, it's something fun for everyone to do together. And when it's done, it's this scene of a spooky haunted house, and it'll be great for Halloween. And my entire family bailed out on me, and they all gave up after, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. And so now it's just me trying to forge ahead and finish this puzzle. So you can see what a nightmare this thing is, because the table that I set it down on is this dark table, and the table's the same color as half the pieces. So when you're looking for a piece, can't see it because the table behind it is this dark green and black kind of marbly looking table thing. You can't find
it. Yeah,
it's impossible to find the pieces. It is terrible. And every time my wife's like, how could you do this on this table? You should have done it somewhere else. Well, we're here now, because I'm not about to pick up all the pieces and the ones that I have actually put together. If you zoom in, I mean, you can see I've got some of the perimeter done and I've got some of it. You know, I found some of the pieces. I can't move this thing. Nor is there anywhere to move it to. I'd get yelled at if it was on the dining table.
I just can't believe you're puzzling.
That looks like a nightmare.
It is, but I have to see it through. I'm not a quitter.
Yeah, Graham can't quit anything.
I have to finish a project. I cannot do it. God. Also, don't look at the stain on that one chair upper left of the picture.
Ew, what'd you do to that?
Like a butt
I don't
stain.
Know. I don't know if somebody's butt must have sweat on that thing, but I'm sure Kate is like, why did you post that picture of that dirty stained chair there?
Oh my God.
My apologies.
All right.
And Jess?
My picture is with Gordy at the Half Moon Bay Art and Pumpkin Festival. That's Gordy right there. I will say, I think they need to make Gordy a little bigger.
Yeah, the festival is known for like the massive pumpkins and the way off, and their mascot is so tiny.
The pumpkin part of this costume, it should be his entire, it should go down. I mean, he's just wearing a pair of black basketball shorts.
Over black sweats.
It like looks like he's getting ready to go play some hoop, but then he's like, oh, dang, I forgot I have to be Gordy today. Hang on, guys, I'll be back for the pickup game in a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, it should be a huge pumpkin that's like 8 feet tall.
It was still so fun. So shout out to everyone that went to the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Art
But if you missed it, Jess said if you do ever go and you want to take a picture with, you know, the giant pumpkin that's going to compete in the way off, $20.
What did Gordy charge you for this picture?
Nothing. Just a smile.
Got it.
Go check out all of our pictures. JV Morning Show. They're right there on our Instagram. Give us a follow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.